Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Happy Metal Tales. I'm your host, Steve Kitts. Teach us how to play acorn soccer. As the gentle breeze rustled through the trees of Happy Meadow, Brom the bear and the gang came over from Sunny Meadow. They approached Robbie and Benny with a curious glint in their eye. "Hey, fellas, do you think you could teach us how to play acorn soccer?" Robbie and Benny exchanged exciting glances, thrilled at the opportunity to share their favorite game with their friends. "Of course, Brom. We'd love to show you all," Robbie said with a big old grin. And Benny nodded in agreement. "Yeah, it's super fun. All you need is an acorn and a goal, and you're ready to play." Intrigued, Brom followed Robbie and Benny to a grassy clearing, where they set up two makeshift goals using fallen twigs and leaves. Nearby, a pile of acorns await their eager paws. "Okay, here's how it works," Robbie explained with his voice brimming with enthusiasm. "The goal is to kick the acorn into the other team's goal. You can't use your hands, only your feet, and the team with the most goals win." Benny chimed in, "And watch out for the goalie Tommy. He's a tough one to get past." With the rules laid out, they all set up into two different teams. Robbie and Brom on one side, and the others, and Benny and Picky on the other. "Game on!" Robbie dribbled the acorn down the field, his nimble footwork weaving past Picky's defense. With a swift kick, he sent the acorn sailing towards the goal, narrowly missing Tommy's outstretched paw. Brom, determined to even the score, seized the acorn and charged down the field with Benny hot on his heel. With a powerful kick, he sent the acorn flying towards Robbie's goal, but Robbie dove to make an impressive save. The game continued, each player showcasing their skills with the acorn dribbling, passing, and shooting. Laughter filled the air as they cheered on each other in celebration of each goal. After a spirited match, the game ended in a tie, with both teams boasting an impressive display of acorn soccer prowess. As they caught their breath, gathering up the acorns, Brom grinned at Robbie and Benny. "Thanks, guys, for teaching us. What a blast. And we're really going to have to practice at home in our meadow to get better, and we have a lot to learn," said Molly the squirrel. Robbie and Benny beamed with pride, thrilled to share their love of acorn soccer with their new friends. "Anytime you want a game, friends from Sunny Meadow, we're always up to play," said Robbie as he clapped Brom on the back. As the sun began to set over Sunny and Happy Meadow, casting a warm glow over the fields, each member headed back home, their hearts full of friendship and the joy of the game that they had played, proving that even though they might live in different places, they can share love for something, and that can overcome anything. The end.